Hello, BGTY Nation. It's another beautiful day, and I want to spend it with you. The Bringing Joy to Life podcast has come with another great conversation with me, Dr. Joy. Just in case this is your first time listening to this podcast, I'm Dr. Joy, and I love bringing research-based life topics to you, the BGTY Nation, the Be Good to Yourself Nation. Thanks for joining the conversation today, and I would love if you would subscribe to my podcast and invite others to do so too. Now let's dive into this great conversation. Thank you. Thank you so much. I give honor to all people who are faking the best life too. As I stand before you today, I want you to know that life is good. I'm out here hustling hard. I wear the best name brand clothes. I have the best materialistic things you can find out there. And guess what? I paid for it all on credit. I love that my payment is $75 per credit card. I have about 7 of them with an interest rate of 29%. I love that you love my life. Thank you so much. I only live like this because I think this is what you want to see. Continue to like my pictures on Instagram and Snapchat. And a matter of fact, you can Google me and you will see that I'm living my best life. Hey, remember me. It's easy to follow me. My name is the Cinderella Syndrome or fictionallife.com, or you can even call me fakeittillimakeit.com. Wow, wow, and wow. Can you believe what you are hearing? Do you know someone out there that is living that inauthentic life? Yes, they do exist. In my intro, pull the shade off of those types of people. Inauthentic people are people who look for approval from others to feel valued. According to Devon Fry, a contributing author for Psychology Today, he says that inauthentic people are self-deceptive and unrealistic in their perceptions of reality. Basically, those types of people are living the fakelife.com type of life. And guess what? They are living that all the time. Today's episode is the first of a four-part mini-series that focuses on each way to bring joy to every life moment. Now, do you remember the first episode of this season? It was the introduction, the attention getter, or you can call it a cliffhanger of what's to come in the next 4 episodes. In order to bring joy to every life moment, you have to be authentic. You have to be true to yourself. You shouldn't be anything like the inauthentic person at the beginning of this episode. In order to refresh your memory of the last episode, I am going to play an excerpt from that episode so you can make sure you understand what being authentic means, how to be an authentic person. Let's take a listen. Authenticity. What does that mean? That means in order to find joy in every moment, you must be you. You must be true to yourself, not to the Joneses down the street, not to the employer who has these expectations of you, not to your spouse or to your parents, but to you. Authenticity means that you are going to genuinely be yourself, whatever that is. Don't pretend to be someone else. Be who you are. That is correct. Be who you are. Authenticity is defined as being true to one's own personality, own spirit, own character. How many of you can truly say that this definition defines you, the authentic you? It's fewer people than you think, but it can be done. It is a process. Dr. Davis, in 2019, posted an article that focused on developing authenticity. In the article, she mentioned that being authentic can be a hard task, like I said before, a process. And I truly agree with her. Living in today's society, many people live a superficial life, or as I say, living for the Joneses. But the first step to having joy in life moments is developing authenticity. You can do this by observing yourself objectively. Think about what you do daily, how you interact with people. What are others noticing about you? If you see yourself living in a falsehood around some, start to change that and practice being authentic no matter what pressures come your way. I guarantee you will feel calm. You will have self-confidence and you will experience that joy that we all seek. Another way to be authentic is to face your fears through the actions you present each and every day. Now, I know that this is hard. It is so hard to show everyone you come in contact with your feelings or how authentic you can be. However, it is so important to be authentic, to face your fears when you come to work. It's also important to be authentic during social gatherings or even at home when you have to share or do something. Sometimes we put on a facade because we don't want to get hurt. But I ask you, try to be courageous and let go in order to bring out that authenticity. Who cares what people think? Now, I know you're probably saying, Dr. Joy, that's easier said than done. And yes, you are correct. That is true. It is easier said than done. That is why developing authenticity takes time. Once you recognize how important it is to your inner self, you will begin the process. And guess what? That process is a lifelong process. Take it slow. Make it a habit. Practice it and monitor yourself. Remember, what you are trying to accomplish You are trying to have joy in every life moment. If you listen to the first episode, which was the intro episode of this mini series, I completed a mantra. I still complete this mantra each and every day. And I believe that if you practice this, it will help you to be focused on what's important. In this case, the focus is to be authentic. I have found myself saying this mantra daily, and again, it helps. So let's practice it. Take out your handheld mirror or get in front of a mirror and repeat daily. Mirror, mirror on the wall, what can I do to become more of an authentic me? I can. That's your statement. I can be authentic by examining what I do and say to others each and every day. I can be strong and courageous and not be fearful. I can develop a growth mindset and know that authenticity is a lifelong process. I can let my inner emotions guide me and know that it will bring joy to every life moment. If you practice this every day, in the mirror saying these I can statements, it will become a habit, and then you will be more aware of what you do when you're out and about and making sure that the authentic you is showing up. Now, once you've done that, let's take a listen to the speech that I gave in at the beginning of this episode. Let's take a listen to it again, but this time, listen to how different it is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to say that my journey has and continues to be a journey. As a matter of fact, it is a process that I have taken on. Everything that I do, every step that I take begins with me. I want to thank me for loving who I am. I want to thank me for setting real goals in the midst of living in a world that is full of fictional characters and negativity. I want to thank me for supporting my mental health. I want to thank me for accepting the things I cannot change and changing the things that I can. And lastly, I want to thank my Lord Jesus Christ for giving me the wisdom to conquer all the things I'm thanking myself for. Faith without work is dead. Now that's a speech for you. That is something that is authentic. That's what we want you to have, is to be authentic to yourself. Because it's so important to, of course, bringing joy to your life. So it's been another great conversation with my BGTY Nation. I look forward to next week. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss anything. follow me on Instagram at Dr. Joy's Podcast. If you have a topic you want to hear more about, shoot me a DM on Instagram or contact me via my website email. Check out past episodes and share this with family, friends, or wherever you want to make an impact on the world. That's my purpose, changing the world with episodes that help you bring joy to your life. See you next week.